seconds, woman. This is the interview with Robert Soderberg. He was in the U.S. Navy during World War II. The date today is June 29th. And let me ask the first question here. Can you tell me who your parents were and what they did?
Yeah, my dad was John Reynolds Soderberg, and he was born in Sweden, Piteå, Sweden. And he came over here, his family came over here when he was 8 years old. And they came here to Minneapolis. They came because my grandma had a brother there, and they could stay with him. They didn't have much money. When they came, and they stayed here in Minneapolis, and I don't believe they ever moved out of Minneapolis. My dad worked in a grocery store, my mother was born in Vesa, Minnesota, and she was, I believe it was a 14th child, and she was the youngest child, and she took care of Grandpa in Vesa, and she was the youngest one, so she stayed at home and took care of Grandpa. I don't know. I don't know where who she stayed with or stayed alone when she came to Minneapolis, and she found a job in a dress shop and worked in a dress shop just a block or so from where my dad worked in a grocery store. That's how they met. They met, and then they got married. And one funny thing I get a kick out of is my mother was 6 years older than my dad, and she never wanted anybody to know that. Even she said when she died, she didn't want it on her gravestone, her age, because she just was funny about her age. But, what else was it?
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have two brothers and one sister. And my sister was 2 years older than me, and I was the second one born. I was born June 6, 1920. And my brother next to me, he was born on January 3rd, 1925. And then my youngest brother was born on the 18th of December in 1930. So he was 10 years younger than me.
Did anybody else in the family serve during World War II?
Yes, my brother next to me, he went out for the Navy Air Force, and they were stationed right here in Minneapolis.
Your brother was in the Navy in Minneapolis?
He was in the Navy Air Force. He was learning how to, he wanted to be a pilot, and he was learning to be a pilot here. But he couldn't take any acrobatics in the plane, and if they were rolling it over or going down fast or anything, he'd throw up. And so they discharged him from the Air Force there, and they send her to Memphis, Tennessee, to teach something to to pilots that he learned something very good. I don't know what it was, but he was teaching other former pilots, and he was in the
It's 10 o'clock.
In Memphis, Tennessee, until the war ended. He was in there 3 years and never saw the ocean. And I was in 2 months, and that's all I saw after that was the ocean.
And do you remember the Sunday the Pearl Harbor attack, what you were doing? Or?
Yeah. Sunday on Pearl Harbor Day, a friend of mine was over for dinner with us at my mother had a nice dinner, and we were eating dinner when that came across the radio, and oh, what a shock! So that's when I heard about the war. It was right there when it happened. On Sunday around noontime.
So what did you do before you entered the military? What was your job?
When I was in high school, I was a couple years in high school, and where we bought groceries. The grocery owner, I was in a grocery store for groceries for my folks, and he says, "Bob, would you come in the back room for a minute?" And me, I thought, uh-oh, Dad must not have paid his grocery bill. He wants me to tell Dad to pay his grocery bill. But that wasn't it. But he says, "Bob, how would you like to come to work with me, with us in a store?" And I'd love to do that. So they gave me a job there, and then they got permission from the school to let me out of school at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so I can walk home and come to work at 2:30. So that's what I was a grocery boy and waited on trade. And I wasn't old enough to drive yet, so I didn't do any driving. But that came later.
So after the attack on Pearl Harbor, were you drafted or did you enlist?
Oh no, I always wanted to be in the Navy. When I was younger, I thought, gee, it'd be nice to go to the Navy College, but I never did get into it. But so I went down in February 14th, I believe it was. I went down and joined the Navy, and then they said they'd give me 30 days notice when I would go into it.
What was your service time? What you enlisted when, and when were you?
Enlisted on the 14th of February, and I was sworn in on the 21st of February.
And when were you discharged?
And I was discharged on the 5th of October, 1944.
1944?
I believe it was 44, yeah.
And where did you spend your basic training?
I waited quite a while before they called me, and I was just waiting and waiting. In fact, I got I got an order from the Army to come in for a physical. And so I had to go into the physical, and I said, well, I'm in the Navy. He said, are you sworn in the Navy yet? I said, no. Well, then you're not in the Navy yet. So I had to take the physical for the Army too. But I did finally got sworn in, and
where did you go to basic training then?
Oh, I waited quite a while, and I went to work. I was working in I got a different job by then. My mother called me at work and said, Bob, you got a letter here from the Navy. It came at noon. I said, well, open it up and see what it is. And it was a letter saying that I was supposed to report to the recruiting office at noon that day. So I said, well, I'll go right down there. So I went down there. And when I walked in, where's your suitcase? I said, what suitcase? So you're going to go to California for boot training. And I said, well, I'll go get my suitcase. Yeah, you're leaving tonight. And so they had a private train. I think it was 600 of the men were enlisted in the Navy, and they were going to boot camp. And so they had a private train just for us, and we went down to California and went to boot camp.
What city in California did you go to?
That's a big one there.
San Diego?
San Diego. Yeah, I went to San Diego. And when we got there, they have a Navy man in charge of us. And to my surprise, the one that was in charge of us had graduated from high school with my sister. And that was kind of nice. I had been a Boy Scout for many years, and I knew the Morse code and flag waving, and so he had me helping out, teaching that to our group, and so.
How long was the basic training?
Basic training was, it was just a little over a month, and then they took me out of basic training and sent me to San Francisco.
What do you remember most about basic training?
Basic training, it wasn't, like I said, I was a Boy Scout for many years, and basic training never bothered me at all. I thought it went awfully fast, but they took me out of basic training, sent me up to San Diego.
San Francisco?
San Francisco to signal school, and they wanted me to go to signal school and become a signalman on board ship. When we go in convoy, they were sinking so many ships, they were sinking so many cargo ships, and so they decided to start the armed guard, and that was Navy. They put the Navy men they put on the ship to man guns and and run the ship. So
how many armed guard units were on the ship then?
Well, they were so short of them that they didn't have very many on the ship because they didn't have trained enough, and we had I think we had 14 at first, and after that it ended more like 24 or 30 armed guard on board ship. They would man the guns and I would man the in convoys. You had a lot of signals with flags flying, and so that was my job.
So San Francisco, the training for signal, how long a period was that?
Well, that was very short too. I had very, very little training there, and they put me on they told me that I had to go take a train up to Washington, the state of Washington, Seattle, to pick up a ship. And I said, well, gee, I can't go out on a ship. I don't know my flashing light very well. I can't take, well, you'll learn, because there's another signalman on there, and you'll learn together. And so when I went there, there was another signalman there, and he had the same amount of training as I had, so neither one of us knew the flashing light. And wouldn't you know it, that the first night out on the ship, we get a flashing light message, and we couldn't get it, so we had to go and get the ship's radio man, and he came down and read the message, and I don't remember what the message was, but he received it for us, and boy, did we study every single day on the flashing light after that. And so we learned it pretty good.
So what was the first ship you were on, and when did you go on it?
I got, my first ship was a Sinclair Rubeline. It's an oil tanker. And what we did with the oil tanker, we would go between California and the South Pacific, and go down there in ports and refuel the battleships and the Navy ships with oil. We refueled and then go back and get another load and go back down the South Pacific. That was our job. I was on it for almost a year, and then they took me off of that, and I forget just what I did right away afterwards.
What was the second ship you were on then?
The second ship I was on was James Robertson. Mm. My second ship was a James Robertson, and that was a Liberty ship. They were just to haul equipment and things to England and Ireland and all over, wherever they needed war stuff they would put it on these merchant ships and then we'd take it down there. So I went on the James Robertson.
How long were you on that ship then?
Oh, I was on it quite a while. We made a trip over to India, and then we went unloaded at India, and then we went over to can you turn it off for a bit? And I.
Okay, so you went to Bombay, India on the Robertson, and then where did you go?
We had emptied, in Bombay, India, we had emptied the James Robertson, and so we were empty, so they didn't put us in a convoy, and they wanted us to go over to load up our ship with coal and bring it over to Rio de Janeiro. They wanted us to bring a load of coal to Rio de Janeiro, and so we went to Rio de Janeiro with the coal, and we emptied the ship, and we were there for several days. We go swimming off the ship and everything, and then they said they've been sinking so many ships around here. We don't want you to travel alone. We want you to be safe. So we're going to send you up to a convoy, and we want you in a convoy. So they send us out a ways, and we caught this convoy, and we were in the 8-ship convoy, and we were supposed to be safe. So what happened? 4 of us got sunk in the convoy. A German submarine came up. And they torpedoed 4 of us, and we got torpedoed, and we were lucky that we were empty, for one thing, is because we didn't go right down when we got 3 torpedoes in us. And we didn't sink right away, and so our ships that were sailing with us, Navy ships, to protect us, they came alongside of us and wanted us to get on their ship, and the captain said, "Oh, we're empty, we won't sink right away, and so maybe we won't even sink. So we'll stay aboard." So we stayed aboard the ship, and that night, it sounded like the ship was cracking up a little bit. So we got in lifeboats and went and tied up to the ship, and. If it was going to go down anymore, then we could cut off and sail away. But we didn't go down anymore. So in the morning, it was light, daylight. We went back aboard ship, and then I forgot to say that we were lucky. We only lost one man, and the way we lost the man on the ship was it was a Navy man. He was 3 of them. When we got the 3rd torpedo, they got scared and they jumped overboard. And the Navy ship found 2 of them, but they didn't find the 3rd one. And so we lost one man one man on the ship, and that's all we lost. So we were pretty lucky that we only lost the one. But anyway, we went aboard in the morning, and we went and got some food and put on a lifeboat, and we could go and get some personal stuff, a little personal stuff to take with us in the lifeboat, like pictures or something,
We got back in the lifeboat, and we got separated
in the lifeboat. There was two other lifeboats, and we got separated from them. So we were all alone, and we sailed for 2 days, and we ended up and all alone in a lifeboat. The lifeboat had a red sail, so people knew that it was a lifeboat. And we come on at Fortaleza, Brazil. That's where we ended up, and we sailed right into town. And boy, was a town down there to meet us when we got to the shore. And they treated us real nice for a week. They'd have us stop at the barber shop there in the morning, and they'd shave us, and boy, they fed us good. And then they decided to send us on an airplane over to where there was a aircraft carrier on its shakedown cruise. So when the ship goes out to sea for the first time, they send it on a shakedown cruise. And so they put the Navy men on the aircraft carrier to take us back to the States. And the merchant crew, they flew them home. But I was a signalman, and they put me up on the signal bridge. And we sailed for a few days, and we got back to to New York, and then we got redressed and everything. We got all new clothes and everything, and they gave us 28 days to get back to California to the Armed Guard Center in California. And so on the way home, on the way there, I stopped at home and asked my girlfriend if she would get married. She said yes, so we got home on a Saturday, and the next Saturday we got married. And I got back. We had a neighbor that lived next door to me that was going back to San Francisco too.
Did anything happen to you when? Okay, you got married on August 21st, 1943.
Yes.
Is that the date you got married?
Yes, uh-huh.
So, anything else happened while you were on leave at home?
Well, we had something terrible happen when we were going to get married. My wife had a brother that was a pilot of a B-17, and they were flying over
Montana.
They were flying in Montana. I said, honey, why don't you call Jim and in Montana? They're on applying there, and they're going to go overseas pretty soon. So call him and see if he could fly home for the wedding. And so then she called him, and she said, and he told her that he can't get off because in a couple of days they were going overseas, and they can't get off. So he was sorry he couldn't come to the wedding. And it happened that 2 days later, we were out with the maid of honor and the best man of the wedding, celebrating, and when we got home, I said, "Louise," I said, "we better get in the house. I see your mother walking back and forth in the window there, and something's wrong." So we went in the house, and sure enough, the Air Force had called her mother on the phone and asked if she was alone. And she said, "No, I'm not. I'm all alone. Yes, I'm all alone. Well, I'm awfully sorry, but we have to tell you that your son's aircraft crashed, and he and the whole crew was killed by crashing." And oh boy, that was an awful, awful thing to find out. And then they shipped his body home to us in Minneapolis, and we had a burial there in Minneapolis. And that was quite a shock to me and my wife and mother. Boy, oh boy. But that's what happened. And
so when you then went back to California?
After I had 28 days to get there, so I got in and with a neighbor that had to be back there too, and a friend of his was driving to California, so I got with them, and we drove to California, and I went to the Armed Guard Center, and then they sent me to they sent me over to Guantanamo Bay, and to put me in a communication pool. Ships would come into Guantanamo Bay, and if they didn't have a signalman aboard, they take one of us and put us aboard, so we take it back to the States. So I got on a Chilean ship. They put me on a Chilean ship, and the only one that spoke English on the ship was the captain. So the captain and I were the only ones speaking to each other. But I was on this ship for 4 or 5 days, and when the ship come into United States, they had some livestock on the ship. They had pigs and a cow, and they had to kill that. They can't bring livestock into the United States, so they killed them and cut them up and froze them for food. But
so what can you tell me? What your best memories are of being in the military?
Well, I joined the Navy to see the sea. see the world, and boy, I saw it. The Armed Guard Center ships would come in, and they changed the crew, and that's one thing that I did care for. They changed the crew, and they put gunners and signalmen on. Well, there's only two signalmen on the ship, so if I'd get on a ship where there's only one other signalman, and so every time I got on a ship, I didn't know anybody on there. I hadn't sailed with anybody.
So you had to make new friends all the time.
So I had to make new friends on every ship we came with. Well, so I never got to get close enough to the whole crew. Because the gunners were working on the guns, and I wasn't. So, but
do you feel that your military service was a benefit to you?
Oh yes, I really loved the Navy. I loved it a lot. We had tools and stuff on the ship, and if I had some time, I could go into the shop and make a basket or something. I made a lot of different things aboard ship. I'd take a shell. A shell of a gun and cut it with a hacksaw and make a ashtray out of it, and I brought home a few ashtrays that I made lamps out of the shell of the gun and made cigarette lighters out of it. I made a lot of things. So I have a lot of memories of the Navy in my home. My wife was kidding me, I'm bringing home too much stuff, where am I going to put it? But it was awfully nice. So when we were traveling alone, which we did do a lot of that, then I would be busy, and sometimes I would somebody who needed some sewing on a shirt or something and put buttons on a shirt or something, they'd ask me to do that. So I did a lot of extra work done, and I really liked doing that.
How did you feel about leaving the military when you left?
Well, I was very, very glad to leave, because I had been gone for 4 years, I missed being with my family, and I had a couple of leaves where I'd go home for a couple of days, and then I just wanted to be living with my wife, so I was happy to get out. When the war was over, they put me on they had a unit there where if you had Yeah, enough time in the service, and so you could get out, they'd put you up into a unit where you waited until they discharged you, and they sent me on a train and sent me to Minneapolis, and I got discharged in Minneapolis.
Oh. After your return home, did you use any of the GI benefits?
Yes, I did. I used a benefit for, I got I took a partial loan out for building a house. And so it, I had enough money then to build a house, and I got a builder that would let me work and build on the house and get credit for it. So I did a lot of building, putting the siding on there and putting the flooring in and all the roof, and I worked from April until August to build a house. And so I made a very, very good buy on that house because I had a lot of hours building it. So.
And what did you do for a job then when you got out of the military?
Oh, when I got out of the military, what I wanted to do, I wanted to buy a grocery store. And I loved the grocery business, and so I wanted to buy a grocery store. And so I had some of the money left that the Navy gave me, and I found a grocery store right in the neighborhood where I lived, and I bought the grocery store and got a loan from the Navy for paying for it, and I bought a store that my dad had once worked in, and he worked in, well, where my mother met him in the store. That's the store where that I bought, and we had our hours were long, and we weren't open nights or on Sundays, so I had time for other things too then, but I had it for 6 years, and I had to sell it because a chain store built right across the street from me, and they were open evenings and Sundays, and all long hours, and I just couldn't do that. And so I had four good years and two hard years in that grocery store. And when I wanted to sell it, nobody would buy it because there was a big grocery store across the street from us. So I sold it for a fellow that wanted to have a store that sold different things, not groceries, but he'd pick up stuff and bring it in the store and sell it, and so then I got out of the grocery business.
And how would you like to be remembered?
Well, I really hadn't thought about that.
Do you have any closing comments?
Well, yes, I have a closing comment. I loved the sea. I just loved being out at sea, and I spent time in I think was 5 ships, but there's a Liberty ship out east and one out in California. And the one out east has trips that you can take on the ship, a six hour day, and you can go aboard ship and you have your meals and you go out in the ocean and they have a flyby where fighter planes would fly by during the trip and they have awfully good meals
you're going to take that trip?
So I asked my wife if she'd like to go on that trip. Oh boy, she sure would. So we're signed up. So in September 6th, we're taking that trip and going on identical ship that I was on that got torpedoed. And I'm sure looking forward to that, to go on that trip. And so that's what I'm waiting for right now.
Okay, well, thank you for the interview.